The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice operating the board, as always. Thank you, Bev. Yay, ta-da. So we are gearing up for the first ever First Fridays at 5. On May 3rd, the event debuts on Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. And we're super excited that it's coming together really nicely. This is a brand new event spearheaded by the City of Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. It will feature a road closure on North Street from Park Square to Depot Street to start. Artisan vendors will be in the middle of the street, a family fun zone on Dunham Mall, and the city stage will be on the south end of the road closure towards Park Square. And for May, we're bringing in this band, Soul Magnets.
Ooh.
Soul Magnets. It's this nine-piece band. Maybe if I get my act together, we'll play some of them later in the show, which I think I could probably get my act together enough to do that.
So how is this different from the old?
So this is a kind of a combination of two events. This is Third Thursday and First Fridays Arts Walk have come together for this new event, First Fridays at 5. And First Fridays Arts Walk will still be a key component of this new event. Mm-hmm. There is still First Fridays Arts Walk happening throughout this event. And we will talk about all of the First Fridays Arts Walk stuff that is happening throughout this event, throughout the show. There are about 10 different venues throughout the downtown area that feature First Fridays Arts Walk and opening, quote unquote, opening receptions. One of them, of course, is the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, which is our home office. And they, every May, we feature Pittsfield High School, Pittsfield Public Schools, Pittsfield High School. This is an AP showcase. And so the art teachers, Colleen Quinn and Lisa Ostellino, spearhead this. And they will be opening their exhibit on First Friday's Arts Walk, which will be amazing. I will get the rest of the details of the First Fridays as the half hour progresses. But also, we're super excited to debut an art shuttle. So Clock Tower Artists at the Clock Tower Building on 75 South Church Street, attached to the Berkshire Eagle. They are going to have an art shuttle that will leave from City Hall and drive you to the Clock Tower Building and back. RSVP, thank you to RSVP for sponsoring this shuttle.
Oh, I thought you retired. Were going to say you have to
RSVP. Oh, no, it's retired. That was very, very clever. It's retired senior volunteer program that's spearheading, RSVP that's spearheading this. So you can get the shuttle from 5, anytime from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. every 15 minutes.
Cool.
At City Hall. Go to the Clock Tower Building. Look at the art throughout the Clock Tower Building. Come back out. Get the shuttle back. It'll just be going back and forth. The driver, the volunteer driver, Real, is amazing. And he will be going back and forth between those two locations.
That's great for us old folks.
Well, it's very nice. And if I will say, if it's a nice night, it is a beautiful walk to go from downtown to the Clock Tower Building. It's a couple of blocks, and I've done it before. But also, it's cool to have a shuttle option as well, because then you can go back and forth and enjoy all of the things that are happening downtown as well. So First Fridays at 5 features the First Fridays Arts Walk, which we're just talking about. There is also a family fun zone on Dunham Mall with interactive family activities, including DPI, Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is spearheading their paint and sip for kids, juice boxes, and little cute little canvases that you can paint. Aww. It's a huge success. It's very cute. Other things happening on Dunham Mall with the family fun zone, Balloon Ben will be creating balloon animals, and he comes up with some really cool options for balloons. Yeah. Like, people will go up to him and say, can you make Elsa from Frozen, for example? And he's like, bloop, 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 bloop.
No way. Here you go.
Like, I don't know how he makes these. So Balloon Ben will be making all kinds of balloon art for the kids. And other nonprofits are also going to be there, doing interactive family activities. I think Mass Autobahn is coming with a nature-themed arts and craft activity, which is very cool. So that is the Family Fun Zone on Dunham Mall, which is going to be fun for all. And then there are artisan-themed vendors that are going to be on North Street selling their cool wares.
Mm-hmm.
Then you continue, because this, even though the street is closed from Depot to Park Square, the event continues throughout the downtown. So you continue up North Street. You go to Palace Park, which is just past the Wolfson Center, the Barrington Stage Company Wolfson Center. And there will be Jim Horsford doing pottery there. You can sit and spin the pottery wheel with Jim Horsford.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. And then keep going, and you will get to Satilli Park, which is on the corner of Eagle Street and North Street. And Mike Carty will be doing a live art demonstration at Satilli Park. And you go across the street towards the Berkshire, the bus station, the Intermodal Transportation Center.
Uh-huh.
There will be a pop-up dance zone featuring Opal Raven doing some fire dancing.
Ooh.
So that's going to be very cool. Indeed.
That's not interactive, is it?
Well, I hope it's not interactive. We did have to get a special permit from the fire department for that. And so we did. We did all that. We did all that we needed to do for that. And then, of course, you keep going up North Street, and there's all the great restaurants that we know and love, including Dorothy's, next to Dottie's, Methuselah, BB's Hotspot at the Lantern, all of those things. So it's very... very cool. We're thrilled to be debuting this brand new event, First Fridays at 5 on North Street, downtown in Pittsfield, Friday, May 3rd, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Very exciting.
It does sound exciting.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. The one thing that we're not in control of is the weather.
Oh, well.
So we just hope for the best.
Fire dance might happen.
Fire dance can happen in all weather. But yes, we hope for good weather. And it will be good weather. We declare.
There you go.
It will be good weather.
There you go.
We declare.
Okay.
Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice operating the board, and our intern from Miss Hall's Horizons program is also in the studio, Leora. Thank you for being here. We are talking all about First Fridays at 5 because it's happening very quickly.
Yes,
this
it
is the thing that happens with First Fridays. They come whether you're ready or not, because it happens
and
on the first Friday of the month.
Always on a Friday.
So this is a new event, May through September. So yes, the first Friday of those months is when First Fridays at 5 takes place. May 3rd is the first event. The second one is on June 7th. And every first Friday through September, there will be another event for First Fridays at 5. I did find the information about... the First Fridays Arts Walk. So First Fridays Arts Walk are happening as part of First Fridays at 5 on May 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Participating venues include Berkshire Art Center, Clock Tower Artists, Dottie's Coffee Lounge, and Dorothy's. Hotel on North, Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, Marketplace Cafe, Roots and Dreams and Mustard Seeds, Soda Chef, TKG Real Estate. There will also be Art in the Park, as we reference with Mike Carty, and Pottery in Palace Park with Jim Horsford. The Clock Tower artists are at 75 South Church Street. They're hosting an Open Studios event, and they're also open on the first Saturday of the month for Open Studios. Artists with Open Studios at the Clock Tower include Deb Carter, Marion Grant, Caroline Kelly, Bruce Laird, Mark Mellinger, Linda Petruccini, Shawnee Porras, Sally Tiska Rice, Eileen Richard, Audrey Shacknow, and Stephanie Weber. As I said, the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, where our office is at 28 Rennie Avenue, will feature artworks by Pittsfield High School artists. The senior AP Art and Design students will present their senior portfolio, Sustained Investigations. And of course, there will be an opening reception and a chance to meet most of those students. From 5 to 8, First Friday's Arts Walk. The Berkshire Art Center, formerly known as IS-183, is at 141 North Street, and they're going to be offering free art-making drop-ins on the first Friday of the month, year-round. For the month of May, they're also featuring two window displays entitled Same Difference by Stephanie Van Bramer and a series of watercolor experiments in Street Manifesto Expressions in Spray by Malik Adams Powell. So there will be one window with two artists featured. Malik Adams Powell's Street Manifesto Expressions in Spray revolves around graffiti art, aiming to showcase the grunge and underground aspects from the artist's perspective, with a goal to transform this perception of graffiti into a positive art form. The installation will feature video footage of the artist's graffiti cleanup efforts. I love that.
Yeah.
Because graffiti art is really cool. Mike Carty, who's also doing this art demo in Satilli Park on the corner of Eagle and North Street, he's a quote-unquote graffiti artist as mm-hmm. well, and it's really cool, the art of spray painting.
Who is it? Banks is the...
Yeah, Banksy.
He's
yeah.
the guy you... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool for sure. The one that appears and disappears at various
right.
places around
and
the world.
And if you have any of his work, you stole it.
That's right. And... And you can probably make a lot of money on your stolen.
I don't. Is that before or after you get arrested?
I know. We don't know about any of that.
Nope.
Other things featured for the First Friday's Arts Walk are the Marketplace Cafe has Molly Kellogg's Magical Realism paintings.
Ooh.
Roots and Dreams and Mustard Seeds, which is now at 119 Fenn Street, is featuring a half dozen artists during the event. Dottie's Coffee Lounge and Dorothy's also is featuring For the Love of Culture, the Figure, and the Landscape through the end of June. Hotel on North is going to have Marge Bride on display through the end of May. The title of her show is Jazz Visions Part 2. And then Downtown Pittsfield Inc. and First Friday's Arts Walk, is, as we said, is hosting the Kids Paint and Sip on Dunham Mall for the first Friday of the month. The kids paint and sip is kind of a crazy concept. You know, the paint and sip mm-hmm. concepts for adults.
Right.
This
right.
is obviously for kids. And it's really free form. Like there's a general idea or sometimes a theme, but many kids come and just do what they want, which is the way it should be on this wonderful little piece of canvas. And then
it's
they get
great
to
learning.
Take it. They get to take it home with them, which is aww. So cool. So this brand new event, First Fridays at 5, is a team effort, a total team effort. The City of Pittsfield, Office of Cultural Development, the City of Pittsfield Mayor's Office, and then Downtown Pittsfield Inc. are coming together to put on this event. It's a very big initiative. I don't know what the word is. It's a lot of work, and this is the first time it's ever happened, and so we will be learning some things. The Pittsfield Police Department are very involved because there is a street closure from Depot Street to Park Square. Of course, all kinds of departments within the City of Pittsfield are involved, including highway and the Public Works Department because they're helping move the city stage, the Community Development Department, which is in charge of special events permits. Everyone's coming together to make this event a huge success.
I've got to hand it to Pittsfield for being able to do these kind of activities and to put them forth out
there. Well, I think what people don't understand are the behind-the-scenes work, because it's going to be a really fun night. And a lot of people will appreciate it, but they don't understand all of the work that has come together to make it happen. So what I want to talk about also is on the city stage. The idea of First Fridays at 5 is what we talked about. There's going to be a city stage with live entertainment kind of in the middle of the North Street activity at Satilli Park and Palace Park. There will be a dance zone and an art zone, and then of course we're encouraging everyone to eat and drink at the local establishments throughout. I do believe that the permitting has been put in place for Hot Plate Brewing to do a beer garden also. Ooh. So they'll be doing some outside serving. But on the city stage is the entertainment, the quote-unquote band for mm-hmm. the evening. And the band featured in May is called Soul Magnets. It's a horn-heavy, nine-piece ensemble playing a mix of old-school funk and neo-soul originals, deep covers, and dance floor favorites. They've appeared around the Pioneer Valley and beyond. Some of the favorite music is Prince, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Superfly soundtrack. So that gives you a little bit of a sense.
It sounds like the 70s.
Yeah. So Ken, I'm going to press play on this and put it in my microphone. Do you think we can do that?
Sure.
I think we can try to do that. Sometimes it's successful and sometimes it's not. This is Redacted. That is Soul Magnets, Redacted. Cool. That is, yeah. So the city stage is going to be pointing north on the south end of the street closure, and you're going to be hearing a nine-piece brass band blowing your socks off, basically, right?
Wow.
It's, that's going to be something. Also, for May, we're thrilled to be hosting the NAMI Walk, National Alliance for Mental Illness. They are doing their community walk for the May 1st Fridays at 5. And so there will be a community booth with NAMI, and then they'll be doing a walk kind of up and down North Street. And that will be, we're excited to be a part of that. And always very interested and encouraged in hosting community booths during these city events, for sure. Berkshire Bank is going to have the popcorn wagon open on North Street in front of the Berkshire Bank building, so that'll be exciting as well. Lots of action.
Popcorn's good for you.
Popcorn is very good for you. And what is happening? There's some Star Wars thing being released at the Beacon. Did anyone hear anything about this?
No.
Because May 3rd is the day before May 4th. Yeah. You know it? May the 4th be with you?
Oh, yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
I'm young enough to know that.
I know. Well, May the 4th be with you. So, of course, we want people to be going to movies after the First Fridays at 5 event, because why wouldn't you want to go to a movie on a Friday night in Pittsfield? But the Beacon is doing something. I'm going to see if I can find it. Of course. Oh, my gosh. That Godzilla movie is still there. Godzilla times Kong. Oh, I have not seen that movie. Ghostbusters. Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay. Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, in theaters May 3rd. It's the 25th anniversary.
Whoa.
So Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, experience the heroic action and unforgettable adventures of Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. See the first fateful steps in the journey of Anakin Skywalker, stranded on the desert planet, all of the things. This is the 25th anniversary of this movie, and so it's a special opening weekend because it's May the 4th be with you. Get it?
It does not.
25th anniversary. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what's happening. So you can go see that on Friday night. There are still tickets available on Friday night, but also throughout the weekend. We encourage you to go to the Beacon. Other things happening in Pittsfield on Friday night are live music at venues throughout Pittsfield. Friday, May 3rd, the Chicago opens at Pittsfield High School. So you could go to that weekend. And then the following weekend, Little Mermaid is at Taconic High School. So there's tons of things happening throughout Pittsfield. The Colonial Theater is putting on the circus. Have you heard about this at all?
I have. I've seen advertisements here and there.
Yeah, that is also happening because what we're trying to encourage everyone to do during First Fridays at 5 is to, of course, stay in Pittsfield and either go out to dinner, mm-hmm. you know, go to a movie or go to other things happening where you can stay. The thing that we have on the Love Pittsfield website under First Fridays at 5 is called Play and Then Stay. Because play during First Friday's Arts Walk and then stay downtown for dinner and beyond. Stay for the Circus Springboard, which is at the Colonial Theater. It is step right up and witness the touching new piece, Circus Springboard, What to Do If Your Balloon Pops, a dazzling contemporary circus theater show that unfolds the extraordinary journey of Cato as she finds herself at a crossroads. This was a really cool thing. The Berkshire Eagle is involved in sponsoring this at the Colonial Theater with Berkshire Theater Group. And it was, from what I understand, a very cool thing to get to come to Pittsfield. So that starts at 7:30. So you very easily could go and enjoy the events of First Fridays at 5 and but then go.
Your balloon pops.
Go to the circus, for example. Go to the movies. Go to all the things. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and we have Bev operating the board. Thank you, Bev. We are housed at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. As I said, we have the Pittsfield High School Art Show coming in next in May, and then we have a show in June featuring Ellie Kreischer from Miss Halls and Michelle Daly as two artists, a duo show in June, and then we have CATA, Community Access to the Arts, come in for July and August, which we're so excited about as well. But this show, we've been talking all about First Fridays at 5 because it is very top of mind for our office and for Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. and all of the city of Pittsfield because mm-hmm. it's debuting on May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. There are artists and vendors that will be featured. There are nonprofits and more that are offering family interactive events in the Family Fun Zone on Dunham Mall. There's live music on the city stage. There's art demonstrations in Satilli Park, a pottery demonstration with Jim Horsford in Palace Park, and a fire dancer, Opal Raven, in Persett Park. She does. There's one picture that's featured in all of the social media that we're doing, and it's really cool. She like juggles fire sticks.
Oh, is that what it is? It's not like there's pits of fire around there you can dance around.
No, she is the she is the dancer. She is the performer, and I don't think that we should let just anyone dance with fire. So she's the professional that we're going to have dance with fire, and we're super excited that she is. But all of the restaurants and bars and establishments in Pittsfield will be open and ready to serve all of you great food and drink before, during, and after this event. As I said, the Art Shuttle is debuting as well. Thank you to the Retired Seniors Volunteer Program, RSVP. They will be running the Art Shuttle from City Hall to the Clock Tower Artist Building at the Berkshire Eagle, 75 South Church Street. Every 15 minutes, starting at 5 o'clock, going till 7, you can hop on the shuttle at City Hall, go to the Clock Tower Artist Building, check out the art for a while, get back in, go back downstairs, get in the shuttle, and go back to City Hall and enjoy the rest of the festivities. That will be happening every 15 minutes from 5 to 7 p.m.
Really convenient.
Very cool. Thank you, RSVP, for stepping forward and doing that. We also have Hot Plate doing a beer garden. Thank you, Hot Plate, for stepping forward and doing that. And then other establishments and stores will be welcoming you during this First Fridays at 5 event. The street closure will be from Park Square to Depot Street. North Street will be closed from Park Square to Depot Street, but there will be many activities beyond that. That is just the street closure that we're starting with to see how it works. We really want people to come to this event and be like, wow, look at all these people and all of this great stuff that's going on. Thank you to the mayor's office, who has been very supportive throughout this event, the Office of Cultural Development, and the Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. folks. Rebecca Breen and Kimberly Gritman are really doing a lot to make this happen. So it's super exciting.
It
got a new thing going on in Pittsfield, and we hope that everyone comes out and definitely is a part of it. As we said earlier, the Soul Magnets are the musical feature on the city stage.
Shall we
the
go word, out with them?
The word is band. Okay. The word I'm looking for is band
you got
instead
it.
Of musical feature. I think we should definitely go out with Soul Magnets. So Soul Magnets will be playing on the city stage for First Fridays at 5 from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd. All of the information about this event is on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. This is the Soul Magnets Redacted. We are going to go out on that. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Redacted.